Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. While the soundtrack to the recent Da Vinci Code film is certainly atmospheric, it doesn't sound much like anything Leonardo might have heard during his lifetime. This week we'll listen to music that might actually have reached the ears of Da Vinci himself in 15th century Italy. Plus, we'll hear pieces from a recent release of music by female Baroque composer Antonia Bembo. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
That's Sanctus from Josquin des Prez's Missa Hercules Dux Ferrare, performed by Italian ensemble De Labirinto, is a good example of the musical intermingling going on in the Italy of Leonardo da Vinci's day. Composers from England as well as Northern Europe traveled to Italy and sometimes stayed there. Josquin was at the Desta court in Ferrara in 1503 and 1504, a time when da Vinci was doing a lot of traveling through Italy. The Mass was written for the Duke with the hopeful name of Hercules, and the melodic theme is based on letters in the Duke's name. That sort of artistic game was something da Vinci obviously enjoyed as well. Stay tuned for more music that da Vinci might have heard. The Da Vinci Code soundtrack was scored by contemporary film composer Hans Zimmer, who's written scores for everything from Muppet Treasure Island to Mission Impossible 2. While he's produced a creative and evocative score for the film, we thought it might be interesting to hear what was really going on in the musical world inhabited by Leonardo da Vinci. Italy in the 15th century was enjoying a thoroughly international music scene. The Desta family brought English musicians to Ferrara, and the Spanish King of Naples featured Netherlandish composers at his court. Leonardo da Vinci was well-traveled, but he probably wouldn't have had to leave his native Florence to hear music in every style of the day. This cosmopolitan scene produced the publication in Venice in 1501 of the Harmonice Musices ad Hecaton. This collection featured works of popular Northern European composers to be performed as part songs or as solo songs with lute accompaniment. Instrumentalists could also pick up their bows and play these arrangements, as we'll hear now.
Thank you.
Fretwork demonstrated some of the variety of music in publisher Ottaviano Petrucci's anthology called Ad Hecaton. They played Tundernacken by Erasmus Lapicida, a Viennese composer best known for two things, this tune and living to the age of 100. The second piece was La Mora by Heinrich Isaac, a preeminent Flemish composer. The presence of Spanish royalty in Naples was felt in the musical trends as well. The bassa dance tune known as La España was popular for decades. Like Leonardo and other artists of the time who enjoyed playing with images and visual ideas, 15th and 16th century composers loved playing with such popular tunes in complicated artistic arrangements. Here we have a dance-style performance of the La España tune, followed by Heinrich Isaac's polyphonic setting of the tune for a mass movement. Members of the Newbery Consort arranged and performed those two settings of the bassa dance La España, the first by Francisco de la Torre and the second by Heinrich Isaac. Mystery man Alexander Agricola had appointments in Florence as well as in Naples and France. This native Burgundian seems to have traveled a great deal, sometimes more by necessity than by choice, thanks to various political intrigues and upheavals. He popped up here and there without leaving much of a paper trail, and eventually died in Spain in 1506. Here's a mini-program of works by Agricola, performed in some of the many ways in which they might have been heard in Da Vinci's time.
Yeah.
Alexander Agricola composed all the music we just heard. Ensemble Unicorn performed Ai rien fait and Garde votre visage and Son muse melodieusement. And that was not a sitar you heard, it was a bray harp. Next, René Clemencic performed an intabulation of Tota pucra es on clavichord. Finally, Ensemble Unicorn returned with a version of De tout bien plein. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Lest you think we at Harmonia are not on the cutting edge of recent trends, let it be noted that several companies have dusted off selections from their catalogs to take advantage of the current interest in Leonardo. Sony has repackaged music by several ensembles into a CD entitled Da Vinci, Music from His Time. Here are two pieces from that recording, which is heavy on Josquin des Prez. Josquin was probably the most important and best-known composer working during Da Vinci's lifetime. First, we'll hear an interpretation of his famous chanson Mi Regrette, recorded by the Kingsingers in 1992, then a peppy vintage arrangement of his Frottola El Grillo by the Waverly Consort, originally recorded in 1984. In Mi Regrette, the singer expresses his sadness at leaving the sight of your loving face. El Grillo, in high contrast, is about what a good singer the cricket is. When it is hottest, he sings just for love. King Singers performed Josquin des Prez's Mi Regrette, and the Waverly Consort performed El Grillo from a re-release of Music of Da Vinci's Time. As a demonstration of Josquin's versatility, here's another setting by him of the exact same melody used in that last piece about crickets.
Adieu.
Adieu, mes amours was performed by the Musica Antiqua of London. The text is on the classic theme of the musician sadly saying goodbye as he heads south for the winter, hoping someone will tuck a little cash in his pocket on the way out. Florence, where Da Vinci grew up, was the home of the celebrated Brunelleschi Dome over the Santa Maria del Fiore Cathedral. The dome was only 16 years old when Da Vinci was born, and the church was still arguing with Brunelleschi's successors over the lantern he had wanted to place on the top. It's almost certain that Da Vinci would have heard some wonderful liturgical music both in his youth and in his adulthood as he traveled throughout Italy.
Oh.
three pieces by three different composers of Da Vinci's time: The Communion from a Mass by Antoine Brumel, sung by the Clarks Group; A Lux Aeterna from a Mass for the Dead by Pierre de la Rue, performed by the New London Chamber Choir; and an Ave Maria by Jean Mouton, presented by Paul Hillier and the Theatre of Voices. We'll end our visit to Leonardo da Vinci's musical world with a very sweet little Ave Maria by Josquin des Prez, perhaps da Vinci's only living equal in his respective field. An Ave Maria by Josquin, performed by the 16. Ave Maria, Hail Mary. I wonder which Mary that would be. I guess we'll just have to see the movie. We jump ahead in time for this week's new release, a recording of the Seven Psalms of David by Baroque composer Antonia Paduane Bembo. A composer with an interest in serious subject matter, Bembo tackled these complex penitential psalms with skill. This recording, performed by early women's music specialists La Donna Musicale, alternates psalm settings with instrumental interludes of keyboard and ensemble music by composer Elisabeth Jacquet de la Guerre. That was a prelude by Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre, performed by Sonia Lee, and the first section of Psalm 37, Domine ne in furore, from a recent recording by the Boston area ensemble La Donna Musicale. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Catherine Hawks. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.